Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-story flats for members of Parliament MPs at Baba Kharak Singh Mark in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. More from our Delhi correspondent.
The residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. It incorporates environmentally sustainable features that contribute to energy conservation, renewable energy generation, and effective waste management. The complex is also Divyangjan friendly, demonstrating a commitment to inclusive design. Each residential unit offers approximately 5,000 square feet of carpet area, providing ample space for both residential and official functions. Dedicated areas for offices, staff accommodation, and a community center have been included to support members of parliament in fulfilling their responsibilities as public representatives. All buildings within the complex are constructed to be earthquake resistant in accordance with modern structural design norms. A comprehensive and robust security system has been implemented to ensure the safety of all residents. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Wakha district is set to host its first ever Banana Festival 2025 in October under the One District, One Product or DOP initiative, in line with the district's Banana Vision document. In preparation for the event, a coordination meeting was recently held under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar, bringing together officials from the agriculture and allied departments. The meeting focused on logistical planning, work distribution and execution strategies. Deputy Commissioner Kumar emphasized the importance of interdepartmental collaboration and community participation, highlighting the festival's potential to catalyze agricultural growth, rural entrepreneurship, and livelihood enhancement in the district. We have a report from our Wakha correspondent.
With approximately 863 hectares currently under banana cultivation, featuring both commercial and local varieties, the fruit is grown year-round across all three regions of the district, upper, middle, and lower Wakha. The festival aims not only to celebrate banana farming, but also to serve as a strategic platform to promote local farmers, enhance productivity, and boost sustainable income generation. The Banana Festival is expected to spotlight Wakha's agricultural potential, celebrate its farmers, and create new opportunities through value addition, market linkage, and cultural promotion. From Wakha, Johanna for Akashwani News, Kohima.
Vice Chancellor of Central Agricultural University, Imphal, Dr. Anupam Mishra, inaugurated the Agro Ecotourism Park and launched the 1-year Paravet certificate course at the College of Veterinary Sciences and Animal Husbandry, CAUI, Jaluke, under Perin District, on the occasion of the college's 9th Foundation Day on August 6th. The event was held in the presence of the Deputy Commissioner of Perin, Hyazu Meru, Director of ICAR NRC on Mithun, Medzifema Dr. Girish Patil S., Dean of the College Dr. Aisha Kuntala, and other dignitaries. In his address, Vice Chancellor Dr. Mishra highlighted the crucial role of para-veterinarians in delivering rural animal health care and emphasized the importance of introducing need-based skill development courses such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, and IoT in veterinary practices. Deputy Commissioner Meru also underscored the need to improve marketing chains in the agriculture and allied sectors to boost the local economy. On August 7th, the Vice-Chancellor also laid the foundation stone for a multipurpose hall, planted trees, visited the livestock farm complex, and interacted with faculty and staff. Dr. Mishra appreciated the ongoing developmental efforts and encouraged the college to continue making meaningful contributions to the veterinary and animal husbandry sectors. With the aim of providing accessible healthcare services, preventive guidance and wellness awareness to women of all age groups, the Assam Rifles conducted a health and wellness camp for women in Kiphire District yesterday. Medical teams from the Assam Rifles offered free health checkups, consultations on women's health, nutrition, hygiene, and preventive care, and distributed essential medicines. Special emphasis was placed on the early detection of health issues, maternal health, and lifestyle-related counseling. Here is a report.
The health camp witnessed enthusiastic participation from women across all age groups who availed themselves of their services with gratitude. The event also fostered a spirit of protection, care, and mutual respect impact within the community. This initiative reflects the ethos of service before self, highlighting the Assam Rifles' role not only as the sentinel of the Northeast, but also as a trusted partner in promoting the well-being and empowerment of the local population. Asonyu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And in sports, the knockout stage of the Dr. T. Au Trophy, 24th Inter-District Championship, kicks off today at the Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima, with two exciting quarterfinal matches lined up. In the first quarterfinal, Mon will take on Dimapur at 1 p.m., with both teams aiming to secure a spot in the semifinals. Later in the day at 4 p.m., the second quarterfinal will feature a clash between Chumukedima and Newland, promising another thrilling contest. Football fans can expect an action-packed day as the race for the prestigious trophy heats. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.